if you could start by telling your name and a little bit about yourself, that would be great.
Thanks, everybody. My name is Judy Greeno, and I'm from New Haven, Indiana. And I've been in the teaching since 1990, maybe, or longer. When I was a child, I was drawn to nature. I loved going to the lake, being in the woods. My family would take us on vacation every year, and we would either go to the lake or they would take us camping. My favorite thing to do was to climb trees. I felt a certain comfort in doing that. The trees seemed to be my friend. My grandparents had a large farm. There was a woods in back of their house. I used to go back there and just listen, just sit and listen. It was so quiet. They had a large garden next to the house with beautiful flowers and vegetables. The farm was my favorite place at that time. I would stay there in the summer for a week or so, and I really enjoyed that. One Sunday, I went to a Catholic Mass with a friend, and I really felt moved by Mother Mary's rosary, and I thought the Mass ritual was very beautiful. After going to Mass a few times, I joined the Catholic Church. A few years later, I met Dory. We seemed to hit it off immediately. We would read books on the Ascended Master teachings. We would read each other a paragraph and get so excited we would talk forever. Nothing else seemed to disturb our conversations. My first book was The Masters and the Path by C.W. Ledbetter. That book gave me a great foundation on the teachings of the Ascended Masters. After that book, I read all the I Am books. They were very good. In 1990, I met Treva Bell, who was having services in her home and on the Ascended Master teaching. After hearing my first dictation there, I went to conferences, signed up for Keeper of the Flame fraternity, also received the Pearls of Wisdom. I carried them with me at all times. When I had a minute to myself, I would read them. We would also do outreach on the angel lectures. And the Indianapolis group would come up every couple of months, and we would study the cosmic clock or do a rosary. I enjoyed doing Kuan Yin's rosary. That was quite long. After doing it about 3 hours, it took 5 hours, I would get very joyful and would laugh a lot from all the violet flame. I remember every Wednesday I would do the Jesus watch in the morning, as some of the time I had to work nights, so I would do a lot of things in the morning. And I would do that every Wednesday morning. I really wanted people to see these teachings, and I would go around to a few of my friends and show them something of one of the books, thinking they would say, "That's awesome." Most of them thought I was losing it. So I didn't do that anymore. I kept my mouth shut. It's good to be around people that are like-minded. It's very supportive. During this time, Elizabeth Clare Prophet would comment on our diets. At that time, it was macrobiotic. So I decided to go to Cushy Institute. They taught you how to cook. The program was very good. First thing in the morning, we would do exercise for an hour and then have breakfast. After breakfast, we would go to class on cooking. The evening was free to all. And I would go back in back of the building into the woods and meditate and decree. The place was very beautiful. It was in the Berkshires. After a few years into the teachings with Elizabeth Clare Prophet, I decided to go to Vienna. I had heard that it was very beautiful there. As I was planning my trip, another thought came to me. I would like to contact the Keeper of the Flame in Vienna. So we communicated back and forth, telling me where she lived, the details on how to get there. Then she said I could stay with her. We would decree in her front room before a big window overlooking the city. I felt there was a lot of blessings that day. That trip was awesome. When I was at Treva's one day, I saw a book by Yogananda. I read the book Treva had, plus all his other books. I eventually signed up for the Self-Realization Fellowship lessons. During that time, I went to Yogananda's retreat in Encinitas, California. The first time I was there, it was hard because the rule is no talking. But after a couple more times, it got easier. It's very beautiful there. Yogananda always surrounded himself with beauty. The food there also was very delicious, as was the food at Summit's conferences. I enjoyed going to the gift shop a couple of blocks away. There I could talk to someone. One day when I was with Treva, she asked me if I had heard of David Lewis and the Heart Center community. I started listening to the Heart Streams and looking at the website, which has so much information in it. The first conference I went to was May 2011, sponsored by Saint Germain. I have been going there ever since then. The Heart Center community has helped me stay focused and to keep on keeping on the path. I have learned so much in these few years. After reflecting on the movements and organizations I have been associated with in this embodiment and loving nature, the Masters have certainly guided and directed me all along. I realize they put key people in my life so I could find what I am to have and to stay focused, and I am ever, ever so grateful.
Thank you, Judy. We are so grateful that you are here with us, and the Masters found you, and you found them, and here you are now with us, and we are grateful for you being with us, and it sounds like all your momentum on praying in the morning has certainly carried you over, so here we are today, praying in the morning.
Yes, it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Okay. Well, thank you, Judy, so much. Thank you for being our interviewee today, one of our wonderful heart friends, and we look forward to seeing you in person again.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.